to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. As we move through this week, we are moving in relationship with God. If you are one of God's children, if you have put your faith in Jesus Christ, you are in a relationship with God, and we are deepening that relationship with God each day as we spend time with Him. The time we spend together here on the radio is not enough time, but I hope it's a start. And I hope you build off this and go much further than this in listening to God, reading your Bible, allowing God to be intimately involved in your life. We're looking at several psalms this week. We come today to Psalm 118. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His loving kindness is everlasting. Oh, let Israel say, His loving kindness is everlasting. Let the house of Aaron say, His loving kindness is everlasting. Oh, let those who fear the Lord say, His loving kindness is everlasting." Can you say that this morning? Why don't you say it with me out loud right now? His loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord. The psalm goes on, "From my distress I called upon the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is for me." The Lord is for me. You notice the fact the Lord was for him didn't mean that he didn't experience distress, but that God met him in the midst of his distress. Are you in distress? Say, "The Lord is for me." He goes on, "The Lord is for me. I shall not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I will look with satisfaction on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man." Is that a message you need from God for today? It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes, even powerful people. Don't trust in them. Trust in the Lord. He goes on, "All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They were extinguished as a fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. You pushed me violently so that I was falling. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation." God is not just there as a strength for you to help you grit your teeth and make it through, but notice, "The Lord is my strength and my song." God gives you energy and strength for doing what is right, but He also puts a joy in your heart. He makes you want to sing. Don't let your Christianity become just a dry thing of trying to grind out the Christian life and miss all the joy that is in the Christian life when you're walking with God. Christianity is not about just doing things for God. It's about knowing God, loving God, experiencing God, the closeness, the reality of God in your life. Give thanks to the Lord today, for He is good. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.